Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on vernacular. So the draft happened. We kind of knew what was going to happen. We kind of called it. We all knew Caleb Williams was going number one. And I said that, hey, we want to move up because Roma's probably going to fall to us thanks to the Atlanta Falcons picking Michael Penix. So it's a new era in Bears history, bro.
That is a fact.
So how y'all feeling, man?
I'm feeling ecstatic, man. Like I said, I went and checked Deuce out of school, man, and we shot right down there, you know what I'm saying? So I was front line and center when it was all going down, man. And one, that was an amazing experience. Kudos to the city of Detroit and everything they did to put on for the NFL draft, man. They broke records. Broke records, you know what I'm saying? And the venue was held very, 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 very well. It was mind-blowing. So hopefully they get another draft, you know what I'm saying? I could shoot down there. I was thinking about going to the one in Green Bay, but aside from that, the Caleb Williams, of course, was no shock to anybody, right? But aside from that, it was what was going to happen was, were the Bears going to move up or were the Bears going to stand pat? And the Bears stood pat, and Ryan Poles was going to move up. He said Ian Cunningham had to convince him to tell him, like, man, just hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. You ain't got to give up nothing to get what we want to get. And to be totally honest, I want people to understand this. A long time ago on this pod, and if you want, for those that like to search my tweets, you can go ahead and search my tweets. I said Marvin Harrison Jr. and Romo Dunze are the same player. The same player. So that's why I was so ecstatic when we made that move. And of course, you know, they talking about, well, Atlanta was going to, no, Atlanta was never taking Romo Dunze, okay? None of it. Once it got far enough to where Romo Dunze was still on the board and it was the remaining teams left, Atlanta, the Chargers, and I said we getting wrong. And then when they announced Romo Dunze's name, I went ape shit, because I know what people don't understand is across the board, right? And this is why we bumping this Kendrick, number one, for the culture, and number two, they not like us. We got three number ones, three number one receivers. That's what people don't understand. We got three. Let that sink in for a minute.
It's crazy, dude.
Three number one wide receivers across the board, folks.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. They not like us. Three number one. Name another team that has legit three number one wide receivers across the board.
Legit number ones. Look at the track record of a guy like Keenan Allen. He's done it year after year after year. 96 catches last year or whatever it was. Over 100, whatever. 1,200 yards, 7-plus touchdowns. 13 games, yeah. DJ Moore had his best season last year, has consistently produced at a high level with inferior quarterback play, right? And now you got Romo Dunze, who was coming out arguably top two, top three wide receivers that's coming out in a wide receiver deep draft. I mean, we got three number ones, man. Three number ones, and he got everything that he needs to succeed. It's a good situation. You know, I'm ecstatic about it. And the reason I'm happy is because if we went wide receiver, I didn't want them to go wide receiver because I felt like we should have addressed something else. But I understand why they went wide receiver, because those other guys at defensive end, they weren't blue chip, like you said a couple weeks ago, Will. They're not blue chip, right? They're really good players. but this is a blue chip guy.
Yeah.
You need the blue chip guys. Give me all the blue chip guys I can get. I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the other reason that I'm happy about this is that if they did go wide receiver from jump, I said I want Romo Dunze.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I didn't feel like we could get
you like the big guys.
Yeah. And Malik Nabers is good, but he's
a little
smallish.
Guy.
He's smallish, right? And I was like, no, give me Romo Dunze, 6'3", you know, 215, 220 pounds, can run, can jump, can catch, strong hands. That's the type of wide receiver I wanted. So I was ecstatic about it as well. I was happy about the draft pick. I'm glad we got Caleb. I'm glad we got him. We can pair those guys up. And they, you might be able to pair them guys up 10, 15 years to go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You never know. So, you know, they're both young, 22, 21 years old or whatever, and let them take off, man. Let them take off. Do their thing.
Yeah, it was crazy because everybody knew we were picking Caleb. It wasn't any doubt. The Bears didn't even really play games with that. Oh, it was like, yeah, we got Caleb. So it was like, but when we got Rome, dude, I think everybody, even people that were always Caleb fans from day one, when we got Rome, I think that was the one that kind of blew the roof off, dude. We were like, we can end the draft right now, bro. We good.
Yeah.
We good. Because that dude is good. Like, I went back and watched all his games. Bro, that bro, he dominated every game.
He does.
Every game. Yeah. You know, and so, yeah, you pair that wide receiver with Caleb Williams, you know, probably like you said, for 10, 15 years, man. They could break all the records, all the quarterback wide receiver records. And, you know, we don't know how long Keenan's going to stay. We know DJ's going to be here a couple years.
Right.
They take off. You know, you got two different body types. Like you said, DJ is more of a 6 foot, 205 kind of guy. Now you got a 6'3", 215, go up and get it kind of guy, even if you don't keep Keenan. Man, dude, these weapons the Bears got, it's crazy, dude. And we ain't even talking about the tight ends. We didn't even mention Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett.
Or
yeah,
Everett.
Like, these are legit. Yeah, we got two other legit receiving threads at tight end. We got DeAndre Swift. We got Khalil Herbert. We got Roshan Johnson. We got a young offensive line. You
with,
know what I mean? Like,
depth.
This is
with depth.
With depth, yeah, because we drafted a tackle.
And not to mention who else. And not to mention who else we will pick up after the post June 1st cuts.
Yeah.
You know, the cap casualties that comes along in place. We still got a shitload of money, folks. That's what people don't understand.
Right.
We still got a plenty shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So
I got plenty of money.
Man.
Woo.
Boy, this is something special. You know, I see people are trying to create division on the timeline, you know, with this bear claw shit. You know, I'm just gonna keep it a buck, dog. You know what I'm saying? I leave that to the younger Bears fans. It's some corny shit to us.
Exactly.
You know, it is what it is. If that's your thing and that's what you rock with, we not shitting on it. You know what I'm saying? Because if Justin Fields was doing the shit, I say it was corny still. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that shit weak. But
yeah, I just ain't even speak. Some shit I realize ain't for my generation.
Yeah.
And I just sit it out.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, whatever, bro. Whatever. Young dudes paint their nails. I'm like, whatever. I just stay out of it, bro. Like, I'm old now. I realize that.
You know what I'm saying? It's the game. It's
old ass old head, but I'm no head.
Just
ain't
saying
nothing about it either. I'm just, hey, it is what it is, man. Y'all have fun with it. Y'all have fun with it. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all have fun with that.
Enjoy it.
You won't see me. Maybe we throw 40 touchdowns. You'll see me doing a bear claw. Maybe
that's a fact.
I'd be drunk as well.
I'm still doing bear down, man. That's all I'm doing.
That's it. That's bear down, baby. That's it.
Bear down, man. That's all I can rock with.
Bear man started it though.
Yeah.
The draft.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah, I'm glad. The rest Kieran, of the draft. Yeah, Kieran, the tackle. Yeah.
Kieran, yeah. I mean, that dude is good, man. And he's also very smart, too. You know?
Yeah.
So he's got athleticism.
Yeah,
he's big. He's fast.
That's a big boy, man. You know, you see the grade that they gave us on that pick. I think it was an A when they were talking about.
You want
y'all
to see her or something? See the puppy.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
The pup
up there.
Y'all like falling at me, dude. Like, you jealous? Yeah, so go ahead.
But yeah, you know, they gave us a draft grade of A for that. So, you know, they said if the, you know, surprise, he slipped, you know, as far as he did, you know what I'm saying, and the Bears went ahead and grabbed him. But they was like, if the Bears didn't grab him, somebody else would have grabbed him at that, you know what I'm saying, within I think the next four picks, somebody was slated to grab him at that point. So that was good to see. I was excited, you know what I'm saying? Because again, that's a great depth piece to add. Mm-hmm. Now, could he be the starter? Could it be a possibility that they end up kicking, you know, whoever inside, you know what I'm saying? Well, we know it ain't going to be right. So, you know what I'm saying? Could it be a possibility that Braxton Jones gets kicked inside the guard? Who knows? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? We don't know until we see it. So
it depends on what this kid does. I mean, exactly. If he steps in and he can transition from the college game at Yale to something, you know, of a decent football player at the NFL level, then you never know what can happen. I mean, you know, it remains to be seen. The thing is that there are tools there, right? There are mm-hmm. tools. There's a body type there that you see, and it's up to the coaches to see what they can get out of him.
Absolutely.
Right? And of course, his mentality too. You know, so it's there. The other pick that was really outstanding, actually the whole draft was to me, Torrey Taylor from Iowa. That's a weapon, bro. That's a weapon. You look at Iowa, and last year, the last 2 years, Iowa has been terrible offensively. They actually used their punter as a weapon on the football field, and he was able to consistently get them good field position, back the other team up, you know what I mean, do these things with a terrible offense that he was working with. So when you have a guy like that, a weapon at the punter position, then that's good. I can see why they took him in the fourth round. He was the first, I think, punter or kicker to come off the board, and that was to the Bears in the fourth round. So it was needed because, man, we've had bad punting over the course of the last like 3 years. Bro.
Yes.
It's been poor. It's been really bad. So I think that was a good pickup.
That was a hell of a pickup. Torrey Taylor, that was a hell of a pickup. That's the punt god is what they called him. You know, dude can pin. He can pin you. Think about this, right? The type of offense that we have, the type of defense that we saw that we're capable of being towards the end of last year, heading into this season, and then the fact that you have a punter that can go ahead, even in case with this offense, even in case if we can't score or can't get the field position, the fact that we have a punter that can pin people deep within the opposition's own end zone, and then the fact that we can go ahead and then get the ball back possibly at the 50, worst case scenario?
With this offense?
That puts people in a hole quickly.
Very fast.
That puts people in a hole quickly. So, you know, before you know it, you look up, it's 14-0. You know, and according to the way this offense is built, you shouldn't be able to come back and beat us at all.
No, they can win both ways too. We can win long. I like that on offense. We can win multiple ways. You can run the ball. You can help personnel and play two tight ends. You can play three wide receivers. You know, you can win. Yeah, man. The thing about the tackle, I'm gonna go back to him, is that he didn't allow a sack in Yale. Zero sacks allowed in his career. And the reason why he dropped is that he got hurt last year. He missed like half the season. And I think if he played the whole season, he probably would have went in the first round. Or at least the second.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, that, and he didn't get a chance to go to the Senior Bowl because he was hurt. So if he would have played the whole season, went to the Senior Bowl, he probably would have been a second round, French first round guy. So that's the type of talent you're dealing with. That kid is, and he's a Bear fan. I love that. He got all kind of old tweets. Sounded like us on Twitter.
Yeah, he is.
Will the pain in. F the Packers. Fired a whole defensive staff.
Sounds just like us. Sounds just like us.
Absolutely.
Why can't we have a quarterback, you know? Right. So, yeah, he's a Bear, man. He's a Bear, and that's what I like.
I love
man.
The Austin Booker pickup as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and people say, well, you know, why are you so high on him, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever, right? But his measurables, and he fits his profile fits the genotype of what they want as a rush edge, as an edge rusher. You know, from his height, his weight, his speed, his arm length, you know, and his intangibles, they feel can be coached. So, again, you know, everybody thought that, you know, the Javon Dexter thing was a reach when we drafted him where we did, and they picked him because of his genotype. and his length and everything else, and you see what Jervon Dexter did, especially towards the end of the season, where he start coming into his own.
I think he's going to kill it, bro.
So, again, you know what I'm saying? This is another one of those type of picks. You know, again, it's the measurables that come into play here and the projection of what he can be. I was excited to see that pick. I was excited to see that pick. And the fact of the matter that Poles didn't reach. He didn't reach, you know what I'm saying, on my man from Florida State. He didn't reach, you know, and give up draft capital to go and get the same physical type player that he possibly could have got in the first round. He didn't reach for it. He let it fall to him. It was a masterclass.
Bro, you know, I mean, quick thing, Austin Booker. When they were doing, people were mocking that Austin Booker should go to the Bears in the third round.
Yeah.
He fell because he didn't have, he only had like 505 like snaps because he basically only played last year. Mm-hmm. So like, if you go back like the, you know, the day two mocks, they were saying the Bears should draft Austin Booker. And then they like, when they drafted Kieran, they were like, well, they should have drafted Austin Booker, but they ended up getting Austin Booker in the fifth round instead of the third. So, that's an amazing move by Pace right there. I like that.
It is. And he's a good talent because he's long. He's got long arms, so that'll help him against the offensive tackles in the league. The one thing is that he's 245 pounds, so you want him to get bigger. He's 6'6", so that means he's a thin frame. You know what I mean? He does run a 4.7 40, so that's really good as well for a defensive end. But you wanted me to put on a little bit of weight, and I'm sure he will. In the pros, I wouldn't be surprised to see him put on, in the first year, put on a good 20 pounds of muscle, bro, and end up at 265. Mm-hmm. And then you're working with some 265, 6'6", long arms. He can bat balls down. I mean, there's a lot of things that you like about his body type. And once again, it's just, you know, is he going to have the work ethic, and is he going to want to do things to be the best player that he can be, you know?
Yeah, I think the Bears got a lot of faith in their coaching staff, which is good to see. You want to see a team develop players, because I think that's what the good organizations do. Y'all want to get back to Dexter, bro. I think Dexter's about to, like, people like, I don't know about the, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in the fifth round, this is what the Bears got. In the fifth round, they got that guy, you know, who we're just talking about. He's graded a 7.0. And he's a high-level backup and a potential starter. And they said he could have went in the third round, like you just said. Yeah. So you get him in the fifth round, that's outstanding, bro. That's value for your picks right there. That's what we always talk about.
His NFL comparison is Max Crosby. NFL comparison is Max Crosby. So if he has the motor, and of course we got that D-line, we got the our defensive coordinator is the same guy that worked with Anderson, Adonije. He worked with Brown. He's gonna get him to the point where he can get to the quarterback on a consistent basis. I promise you.
And when we say he's a, you know, he can add weight because he doesn't have his man body yet. He's 6'6".
Absolutely.
245.
Yes.
But here's the thing. He's 21. He's a young 21.
Yeah.
Because he just turned 21 in December.
Yeah, baby.
So this whole football season, he'll be 21 years old. While these other guys are turning 22. Just holding up the drink. He's young. He's very young.
Baby.
Yeah, he's a baby. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, tremendous upside. It was a lot of picks.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of picks, but I think they did good. I don't know what, you know, I mean, for me, it's all about expectations, too. Bears fans, I always try to tell them, like, when I'm talking about Austin Booker, I'm thinking of Austin Booker as a situational pass rusher, like a rotational guy, like a good rotational guy.
Right.
If he can come in and, like, kind of have half of a season that Mark Anderson had his rookie year,
man,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that type of role, you killing it. He gets 6-7 sacks as a rotational pass rusher. Just coming in on pass rushing situations, because I don't know if we're going to bring him back. And God, it looked like it. He posted that ready to rush. He did last time. You bring him back, just rotate these guys. Just keep a man coming out, you know. Yeah, man, I like the draft, bro. I like the draft. And we still got all our picks next year. Except the what? We gave up the fifth. We gave up the fifth or fourth or something.
Yeah, don't we get Carolina second next year?
Yep. And they going to suck.
Yeah, we got their second, yeah.
This is going to be the 33rd pick.
He got the, I think Kieran had the longest arms in the draft, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we talk about that, people. When we talk about length of arms in the draft,
that matters.
Especially from a tackle position, yes, that matters. Because the quicker you can put your hands on somebody, the less likely they are to beat you with speed around the edge.
Yes.
If you can get your hands on them right away, they can't beat you with speed around the edge. So speed edge rushers is what the NFL has now. So the longer your arms are, the better equipped you are to combat that.
Yep, create that pocket, get the ball out quick. And you got receivers now that's always going to be open. I mean, we can go back to that, bro. That's amazing to me to think about that. Like, somebody's always going to be open. Everybody might be open, hell. How do you guard all three of these dudes?
I told you.
And if you guard them, you can't guard them.
It's not only them. They can still catch Kmet. You got Jared Everett. Yeah. You got Swift coming out the backfield.
With the 29th ranked schedule in the NFL, folks. Look, you say what you want. We feasting on Sisters of the Poor. I don't give a fuck, okay? I'm going to be excited. I don't give a shit. I'm going to be excited. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Oh, wait till you play a real team. Because the theme this year is going to be, oh, wait till they play a real team. I'm sorry. Everybody in the NFL is a real team. I don't give a shit. Like I said, we get full, we get fat off of this. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to celebrate it. Going to the playoffs, the whole nine, we might fuck around and win a division. That's really what I'm talking. We might fuck around and win the division, okay? So let that sink in for a little bit, people, and be happy and embrace this shit. Don't sit here and try to find faults and, oh, they're really not good, or the shit that I've been seeing on Twitter, oh, they're good on paper. What the fuck? Like, we got to see it on the field. Look, 11 wins or else, all right? That's where I'm standing. 11 wins or else, and everything else on top of that is icing on the cake. But you better get 11. And I leave it at that. 11 wins or else. That's it. Because, again, there is no way on God's green earth that you are going to tell me with this constructed roster, and we would have, and let's say we would have kept the quarterback that we had, 11 would be given. That's in the bank. That would be in the bank. I'll tell you folks that right now. Whether you want to say whatever you want, again, it would have been in the bank if he would have still been here. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. I'm speaking facts. All right? So, again, if he's not here and you're saying that we have a guy that's better than him, it better be 11. And I leave it at that.
They said better right now.
Yes.
Here's my thing with it, right? They're going to be growing pains. I understand that. We all know that, right? But because of the weapons that you have around you, it makes those growing pains way more like you can control those better. You can hide some of the deficiencies until he's able to get all the way up to speed in the playbook and the speed of the game and everything else. Like guys will be open. He will be able to navigate the offense, you know, because the talent level is so high at the skill positions, right? So that's something that Justin couldn't do, right? He couldn't do certain things because he just didn't have the weapons around him. But this guy, he will. And some of those deficiencies, it's the same thing with my man's in Houston last year. Trust me, he got deficiencies in this game. Mm-hmm. And they'll find those. The defensive coordinators will find those. But because he had Tank Dell, because he has so many good Nico. Wide receivers and weapons around, yeah, Nico Collins, because he had these guys around him, hey, it hides your problems. It hides some of it, and it allows you to work on those things and get better at them before people can exploit you and take advantage of it.
That's even if they ain't open, bro, like, you can throw the ball to Romo Dunze and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Cole Kmet, they gonna catch it anyway. So you can just 50-50 balls is like 80-20.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a lot of pressure to me. The biggest pressure to me is on Shane Waldron and Caleb Williams, because you got the weapons. You got the weapons. You know, you got a solid offensive line. You got a run game. We already know the Bears got a good run game. Yeah, the pressure's on them, man. 11, yeah, you probably could. I'm more like 9-10. I think they should 9-10 get a wild card. That's my stuff. That's my. Because I mean, when if they win a division, do they have the talent to win a division? Hell yeah. Because if the offense can beat top 10 and the defense can beat top 10, and now you got a hell of a punter, yeah, you can definitely win a division. Mm-hmm. But I'm still saying 9-10. Not everything has to be on Caleb because you do have a run game. You do have a good defense. You possibly have a good special teams unit. You got good wide receivers. You don't have to be Patrick Mahomes, year three Pat Mahomes, year one. But, I mean, a lot of it is on him, man. If he comes out like CJ, year one, he comes out like Andrew Luck. They say he's the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. If he comes out something like that, yeah, the Bears can be doing a lot of damage, man. A lot of damage.
You look at it, and I think a lot of people are going to say that 11, they're going to set the bar at 11. And it's because this team won 7 games last year, and they should have won 10. They could have very easily won 10 if they didn't squander opportunities in the fourth quarter of games that they were had a double-digit lead in, right? Mm-hmm. So you squandered 3 opportunities where you had a double-digit lead, a 95-plus percent chance of winning those games, and they lost all 3 of them. If you win those 3 games, you're 10 and – you see what I'm saying? It's a totally different season. It's 10 and 7. So that's why I think people are gonna go towards that 11 win. I don't know, man. Give me 10 wins and I'm good. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm setting the bar at 11. So I'm not backing down from that. I'm setting the bar at 11 because at the end of the day, like we said, with this talent, all we do, okay, we added tremendous talent, right? We added tremendous pass catchers. We added another effective runner, okay? We did all of this. And you're saying that we have a quarterback that's better than his predecessor. At this stage right now, he's better than his predecessor. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear no excuses. And we got the 29th ranked schedule. The 29th ranked schedule, meaning we have a bunch of bum-ass teams that we play in this year. Quite a few. Meaning last year, none of them won anything significant outside of the Lions. None of them won anything significant, okay, outside of the Detroit Lions. So there is no excuse you can hand me to tell me that we are still building. The build is over. All right, I'm telling people now that build shit is over. All right, it's time to win now. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, get it's it time done. To win. I mean, and
it definitely is.
You know it's time to win because of the free agents that they brought in.
Absolutely,
30 plus year old free agents.
When absolutely,
you bring in Kevin Byard, you know, who's 31. You're not expecting him to be here in the future. You're expecting him to win. You know, Keenan Allen, 31 years old. You're expecting produce now, win. You know what I mean? That's what you're expecting. So, yeah, like you said, Gerald Everett. I mean, you know, even the guys along the offensive line that we picked up. And that reminds me, didn't we sign dude from Canada, like the best left tackle?
Yeah.
In Canada for the last 2 years, he won the award. So, you know, not saying that, I mean, Canadian football is different than the NFL, of course. But once again, if he can transition and he can be a productive player, that's just another depth piece that we have.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Look, like I said,
I think we can just trust Ryan Pace on the line right now, right?
Yeah.
I think we can settle that. Like, everybody questions absolutely what Ryan Pace does. I think you can say Ryan Pace knew what the hell he's doing on the offensive line.
Yeah, he know what he's doing.
Don't question that, man.
Yeah. You know, so
and if you suck, he's going to get rid of your ass.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, it's basically, and this is what it is, you know, just keeping it all the way a bean. You know, that I'm going to post this tweet because I love to do movie quotes, right? But I'm going to post this movie quote from Friday Night Lights when his boys rolled up on him, when the coach boys rolled up on him at the damn grocery store and was like, oh, yeah, we're going to get state, right? You know what I'm saying? And that's George McCaskey rolling up on Ryan Poles like, yeah, we getting playoffs this year, right? Right? And you know what I'm saying, my man like, well, you know, they're pretty good too. And he was like, well, you just better win. You know, what happens if I don't? He like, just win, okay?
Yeah. You know what though? I think the pressure is not necessarily on Pace. The pressure don't matter either, fools.
Yes.
I was talking to one of my boys, he was like, hey dude, y'all loaded. He was like, they Raider fans, right? They like, y'all got a squad, and he's a USC fan. So I was like, it depends on Kay. He's like, nah, he the truth. He's like, nah, bro, I watch every USC game. I go to the games. He's the truth. That's what he's telling me. He's saying, y'all, I don't know if I trust Eberflus. That's what he told me. He said, because think about the team, bro. Think about the blue chip players you have and the guys that are sitting to be blue chip players.
It's a lot.
On the defense, Jalen Johnson, Montez Sweat, Biner, he's a blue chip guy. Briskers look like he's become the blue chip guy.
Shit, Kyler Gordon who's might the rookie? The rookie corner. Guy. The rookie corner. He blue chip.
Stevenson
is blue chip.
Yeah, the whole secondary is big. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tremaine Edwards. On offense, you got Caleb Williams supposed to be blue chip, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Rome Odunze, Darnell Wright, Tevin Jenkins when he's healthy.
Yes.
Like, he's like, bro, the Swift. Like, yeah. These are game-breaking dudes. Like, you guys got talent. If they can't win, that's on the coaching. Because they have the players, bro. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, hey, even Walker, like, people like, oh, people discount DeMarcus Walker. He's a solid-ass DE. They can kick inside. He reminds me of Israel Adonijay. Remember, he can play D-end. He can kick inside.
Yeah,
he can play both. He can go in and out. So he's like, I'm like, you right, bro. The pressure is on the coaching staff right now. Matt Eberflus, you're on the clock, bro.
Yeah.
You got an opportunity right now to take off, or like you said, if they don't make the playoffs with this team, he's gone, bro.
Yeah. Go ahead, then. Shane Waldron, you got a bunch of toys, bro. You got a bunch of toys. You know what I mean? You got a bunch of toys in the toy chest that you can play with now and move these pieces wherever you want to see and make this offense prolific. You got to do your due diligence. You got to do your job. And Matt Eberflus, let's not forget that Matt Eberflus has fired his entire staff and revamped it, right? So you're the last pin to fall. If it doesn't work, it's not the rest of these guys. It's not the guys that you hired, because now this is your second round of coordinators that you got coming in here. So now it's time, and especially since you're handling the defense now. Defense is still being called through you. You do have somebody that you converse with and things like that, but it's going to be run through you. You're calling the plays. Now, bro, this is, you know, no excuses at this point. You gotta do your job now.
No other excuses. Again, they run. You run freaky, out of excuses
don't
now.
Don't be a freaky nigga like Kendrick saying in the background. Don't be a freaky nigga.
Better stay your ass inside. hey, run for your life.
Hey. hey, that's just what it is. But of course, we had to let this yoke this week, folks. We listen. Number one, it's for the culture, man. It's for the culture.
Yeah, for sure.
And
for sure.
This track here was so undeniable, right?
Yeah.
It's just, look, I don't care which side of the spectrum you on, whether you Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, whether you Drake. But when this come on,
I muster on the beat, ho, need both any rap nigga, he a freak, no man, damn, call a amber lambs, tell him breathe, bro, now a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo, what's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama, how many ops you really got, I mean it's too many options, I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton,
pass on this body, I'm John Stockton,
beat your ass and out the mind, who got watching,
sometimes you how can you sleep on that?
No, you can't.
How can you sleep?
Y'all don't know Karl Malone had a fetish for young girls too.
Of course, yeah. The girl that played in the WNBA. Her mama was like 14 when she got pregnant with her by Karl Malone.
Yep.
People don't understand that, but man, whew, boy, whew. We watching somebody get Ja Rule right before our very eyes for the second time.
This worse than Ja Rule. This worse.
Damn,
this is worse.
Damn.
This might be worse.
It might be worse.
Yeah, that Ja Rule shit was only, you know what I'm saying, and amongst us. You know what I'm saying?
It was one-sided, yeah.
This shit is global.
Yeah.
Global. So. Lord.
Yeah.
But.
Not like us.
Not like us, baby.
That's why they got rid of Al Williams. They had to keep his freaky ass inside.
Exactly.
Legend.
That's it. Yeah.
Freaky ass nigga. He's a 69 god. Hey, that's what we labeling all freaks like this year. You 69 god motherfucker.
Pedophile. Certified.
Certified.
Oh, man. But hey, great title, great fitting for this and for our Bears team. They not like us. They don't have three number ones to line up, flat out.
No.
It is what it is. No. We got three number ones across the board, baby. Pick your poison.
I got a homeboy that's a Giants fan, and we was talking about the draft and whatnot, and he was like, you know, I posted, you know, what the Bears offense is gonna look like. He said, dang, I wish we had young, talented players like that on my squad. He's, you know what I mean? You go
hey,
from
yeah. Hey, they signed the Bears, they signed Allen like Robinson season, though. Yeah. They signed Allen Robinson Giants. Though. They trying to do something.
I didn't even see.
Ooh, that fall from grace was tragic.
Wow. It's two guys, man. The fall from grace for them two guys, him and Kenny Golladay, bro.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Man, the fall off was just. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Yeah.
And we almost signed Kenny Golladay that year too.
I'm so glad we didn't.
Oh man.
I'm so glad we did.
Hey, that's Poles right there, man. You know, it's a Poles. I mean, Pace always did some shit. He tampered with Darnell Mooney, tampered with Kirk. Man, they're a mess, bro. He stay in Atlanta.
Nah.
Run to Atlanta when you want to get some game.
Yeah. Run to it. What do you say? Run to Atlanta just to get a check balance. That's a fact.
Jay said you good, but he lied.
Ryan Pace said you good, but he lied. Ryan Pace down in Atlanta. Ryan Pace said you good, but he lied.
Yeah, they're going to be another team that gave that man $150 million to draft the quarterback top 10. That's Ryan Pace right there. That's Ryan Pace right there.
And what they did, what Atlanta did in the draft,
That's a fact.
Crazy to me.
That's a fact.
That's crazy.
So yeah, this was a short one this week, folks. This was a short one this week. I mean, you know,
quick episode.
Ain't much going on. You know what I'm saying? Just a sprinkle and pepper on. You know what I'm saying? The NFL draft. You know what I'm saying? And what we looking forward to.
And I will say this. I will say this before we dip up out of here. I'm glad. I'm happy the way Bears Twitter has come together.
Yes.
And they supporting. They supporting not only. Yeah. Not only Ryan Poles, but Caleb Williams, the other draft picks, and what this team has got going forward, man. Like, you can see the vision.
Yes.
That's what I've always wanted to see. I want to see the vision. Okay, I can see what Poles is doing. It's like, yeah, he working his stuff. You look at what Poles has done over the course of 2.5 years now. It's not even 3-4 years. It's 2 years, actually, you know, that he's been in at the helm. And he's completely remade the roster and infused it with youth and talent. It's crazy, man. If anybody is skeptical about what Ryan Poles has done at this point, you just ain't, you know, for whatever reason, you don't like him, just go somewhere else. Go be a Giants fan. Go be another fan somewhere else, because you're not seeing it. You're not, you know, for whatever reason.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself, literally. Fast. And stop trying to find. Yeah. Stop trying to create arguments off. Out of nothing. You know, if somebody don't like the bear claw, who gives a fuck? They ain't got it. That's their right. That's their opinion. What y'all got to understand is, people are going to have differing opinions, okay? Your shit ain't law, bro. And it always, and the one who always seem to feel like they speak for the fan base is always the motherfucker with about 58 followers. Like, ain't nobody asked you shit. Don't nobody give a fuck about your opinion. Your shit ain't valid. Shut the fuck up.
And if you don't like the bear claw, it doesn't mean you don't like Caleb Williams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or fuck Rome is you to tell somebody how to fan, bro? Yeah.
It doesn't. Because he even noticed me that you don't like them.
You even notice like Keenan Allen like kind of fake did it and then just like, yeah, because he's older. He's weak. Just like he knows that that's their thing. He's 32, 22.
Like, nigga, that's right.
I got young homeboys, and they be on shit that I know. Yeah. I got young homeboys, bro. Be like, whatever, bro. That's y'all shit. You know what I mean? You still my homeboy. But you young, I understand there's a 15-year age difference. Right. I'm just be like, all right, that's your shit. That's my shit. All right.
I'm not throwing up no bear claw, bro.
But yeah, No, I'm not. I'm not. I ain't painting my nails either. I know. I seen people do that. Caleb painted his nails on this shit. I ain't painting my. I'm just.
It's like you do what you want to do. That's your that's your deal, man. You gotta have fun with it. Enjoy yourself.
You know what I do when I'm scrolling? I see some shit I don't agree with. I keep scrolling.
I keep scrolling. That's it.
Keep scrolling. Yeah, that's it.
Just be like, oh, I don't like that shit, and I just keep going until I see some shit I like, then I like and I comment. That's all you got to do. You know,
cost you nothing to scroll by.
Don't you get it? Yeah, just scroll on by. Be like, yeah, whatever. I don't fucking agree with that. I saw it. I didn't agree. I was like, yeah, I don't like the bear claw. I liked it and kept moving. I ain't even comment. I ain't. And if I saw people doing the bear claw, I ain't saying nothing about it. I just said, all right, you like the bear claw, cool. Yeah, just stop trying to find shit to fucking fight about, dude.
That's man. All this infighting. Let's stop the shit, man. Come on.
And let the Justin, I gotta say one thing. Let the Justin, like, I still see people bashing Justin Fields, bro. God. Like, let the shit go, bro. He ain't even on the Bears no more.
Please.
He a Steeler.
Shit.
I saw somebody posted, I think it was D. He posted like a highlight of like DJ Moore's first touchdown pass and he called him a screen pass and Justin Fields. Someone said, that was a horrible screen pass. I'm fucking, like, bro, it was a preseason game.
You know, V is an alcoholic, bro. So, you know, he's a functioning drunk.
I got
so, you know,
I got on mute. So.
I blocked his ass because, you know, I got tired of his little rants at the bottom of the damn Budweiser fucking 24 pack. He's down to his last Miller Lite and shit. Like, man, kick rocks, bro. I'm okay, look, going elsewhere, man. You know, negativity. We can do without the negativity, folks.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. Just let it go. You got too many reasons to be happy right now, bro. I got. I'm in California, and people are coming to me like, bro, y'all loaded. I'm jealous. They jealous. These are Charger fans, bro.
Yeah.
Charger fans, Raider fans, 49er fans looking at me like, man,
jealous.
Man, I'm jealous. So I ain't got time to be fighting. No.
OVHO.
This song is going to be, this shit going to go down in history. This is going to go down in history.
It is. That shit doing numbers, too.
It's doing stupid numbers.
Breaking all Drake records. It's breaking all Drake records. He can't even say, I'm doing numbers, though. Yeah, he's breaking numbers. He's doing numbers, dude.
Crazy.
I knew that shit was going crazy when they had 1 million views 30 minutes after it dropped on YouTube. I was like, damn.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 million views in 30 minutes. Man. I was like, that's crazy, bro. For the culture, dude. Hey, don't be out here messing with little girls. Hey, this is...
I
think that's the bigger... We're going to get out of here. But that's the biggest thing. Hollywood obviously has an issue with pedophilia, messing with little girls and little boys, because we got Epstein, we got R. Kelly, we got Drake. Diddy, Karl Malone, all these dudes, Drake, out here messing with these young-ass girls, bro. And I think that's the biggest thing that's being brought to the light, is that Hollywood is Holly Weird. They got an issue with young children.
Straight
and
up.
Kendrick had to be the one to put everybody on blast. And then I know he a pioneer, but I can't think of that. He ran to Bali.
You're talking about Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons, Simmons.
Yeah, Russell Simmons. He always speaking on Drake, and he got allegations. He's with Kamora Lee.
Yeah,
she's like 16.
Man. Yeah,
you the last person that need to be talking. You need to be quiet.
You need to shut the fuck up. You need to have a nice warm cup of shut the fuck up.
Hey, minor. We gonna protect our young women.
I got daughters, so I kill one of you bitches.
They not like us.
I'm killing you.
They not like us.
Yeah.
We not pedophile. We not with the pedophilia. Yeah, they not like us. We don't like pedophilia. You get stabbed in prison over pedophilia.
I will blow your motherfucking head smooth off. It won't think twice.
Me and my daughter have had this conversation. I got a teenage daughter. We had this conversation.
I will not think twice. Smooth off.
This is causing me and my daughter to have a conversation. You know it's not okay to be having conversations with 30-year-old man, right?
Exactly.
30-year-old man cannot be in your DMs. You can't be friends with a 13-year-old girl talking about I miss you so much.
Exactly.
No. That's not appropriate. I just being honest, they get the least amount of respect of anybody on earth. Anybody that mess with kids, old people, or people with mental problems or capabilities or lacking mentally, those three, if you mess with that in some type of way, shape, or form, you get no respect from me, bro. None. Zero.
None.
Facts.
None. I had to talk with somebody the other day, and I'm like, anybody that messes with somebody like that, they get no respect, number one. They're not to be trusted around nobody, because at that point in time, they were liable to do anything. That's my mentality on it. That's my thought on it. So, you know.
That's a fact.
Not like us, yeah, man. Not like me, I know.
Yeah, that's the biggest PSA out of all of this. All you little freaky ass niggas need to stay y'all inside. Don't be messing with these little children, bro. We on your neck.
We on them. Straight up.
So, that's all I got, man. I ain't even got no shout out. Just shout out to Kendrick Lamar. That's my shout out.
Hell yeah. Shout out to K-Dot. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this thing, man. Shout out on K-Dot to doing this thing. That's all I got. I ain't got nothing.
That's all I got, man. Got anything, Dan?
No, I think I'm good, man. Shout out to everybody that rock with us. We appreciate y'all. We'll see you next week.
We out.
Stay up.
Peace.
Stay straight.
He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me say O-V-ho.
O-V-ho.
Say O-V-ho.
O-V-ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you mine?